It's time for your North Iowa news on KCHA for Tuesday, November 11th. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. The Charles City School Board heard public feedback last night on the failed $30 million bond referendum that would have made sweeping improvements and renovations to the high school building that is over 65 years old. Last Tuesday's vote resulted in defeat of the measure, with 54% of the votes no to 46% yes. Thus, it's back to the drawing board as the district ponders how to address needed upgrades to the high school. Mallory DeVries is more than disappointed by the outcome.
I'm here tonight as a parent that wanted to stay here in this community, but my family will be leaving before my kids make it up to this building because this community decided that students and staff with disabilities, like my daughter, can't access their own high school fully. And that says everything that I need to know about this community. This bond was not about luxury. It's about safety and basic human decency. Fire suppression, asbestos removal, air conditioning, accessibility, things are not extras. These are bare minimums and communities should provide for its kids.
Jay Young offered three options moving forward, from doing nothing and continuing to piecemeal fixes, consolidation with nearby schools, and or complete dissolution of the school district.
The goal of this request is not to promote any one of these single outcomes, nor is it my preference. It is to make informed decisions based on real data, not assumptions or emotion. This analysis will provide the community with the transparency it deserves and help ensure that whatever path we take is both fiscally responsible and focused on what's best for our students in the long term.
Some 10 audience members made comments to the board Monday night. Flooding in June 2024 forced the shutdown of the Main Street Bridge in Charles City amid concerns over its structural integrity after huge trees and debris in the swollen Cedar River slammed into the structure, now over 115 years old. Three inspections since indicate that the bridge, in its current shape, may have run its course. Thus, the city hired Calhoun Burns and Associates to study rehabbing versus replacing the bridge, which is on the National Register of Historic Places. Last month, the City Council approved a report on rehabbing the bridge versus building a new bridge. Mayor Dean Andrews said that move does not commit the city in either direction, but acknowledges the time has come to do something.
We don't have to do something next month. The bridge is not going to fall down. We have put a weight limit on it to keep the heavy semis off of there because they did say you should do that. But the bridge is still okay. But they tell us it's not going to be okay for another 20 years. So we need to be looking at doing something.
To aid in the decision-making process, Andrews says the City Council will host an open forum during tomorrow night's planning session.
We've been told by the engineers it's definitely going to cost more to renovate the bridge than it is to build a new one. But some people might say, well, I don't care if it costs more. I still think we should keep our historic bridge. And so we're going to let people come in and just share their opinions. And then the council will then, from those, that discussion and discussion amongst ourselves, will decide which direction we want to go.
Andrews says they want to be ready to move forward, whether it's a rehab or new bridge.
What that does then is it lets us start the engineering process, because that's probably a year's process to figure out what are you going to do, how are you going to do it, what's the cost going to be, where can we find some funding. So we want to have that stuff all started and going, so if something bad does happen, you know, say we get next summer we get a really bad flood and it causes us to the point where we can't use the bridge anymore, we already have all that information ready to go so we can start work on the bridge the next day rather than saying, well, we got a year's worth of planning to do. We want to get that planning part done.
Tomorrow night's City Council planning session featuring the Main Street Bridge Open Forum begins at 6 p.m. in the Zastro Room of the Charles City Public Library. Turnout for last Wednesday's Charles City Mobile Food Pantry was the largest turnout ever for the one-day distribution of food to those in need. Organizer Jen Burton says there were 438 households represented at the pantry, with 380 households receiving the full amount of food. The remaining 58 households received whatever they had left over. The Charles City Mobile Food Pantry has been averaging about 350 households on the first Wednesday of the month. Food is supplied by the Northeast Iowa Food Bank, which Burton was in contact with in advance of last week's Mobile Food Pantry in anticipation of the increased traffic at the Floyd County Fairgrounds. Given the interruption of November SNAP benefits to some 270,000 Iowans, Burton says she was not surprised last week's pantry was the biggest ever. Volunteers also rose to meet the challenge last week. Burton says the Beyond Awesome volunteer attendance included 185 volunteers helping distribute the food. She added, "I am so blessed with volunteers when many organizations struggle. A group of Girl Scouts were there and had a fun time." Burton says she expects the December 3rd pantry to be just as big. Floyd County officials have completed a post-election audit following the November 4th city school elections, confirming the reliability of the vote counting process. According to a Floyd County Auditor's Office Facebook post, the audit conducted last Thursday showed that the hand-counted results matched exactly with the totals reported by the voting machines on election night. Floyd County Auditor Morgan Montaigne says, "This audit reinforces the trustworthiness of our election systems. We take pride in the transparency and accuracy of our process, and this verification helps assure voters that their voices were correctly recorded." In accordance with Iowa law, the Secretary of State randomly selects one precinct in each county for auditing after every election. This year, the precinct selected in Floyd County was Rockford. Under the supervision of the County Auditor's Office, a bipartisan team manually counted the ballots and compared them to the machine-generated results. Montaigne adds, post-election audits are a key part of Iowa's commitment to election integrity, offering voters and officials alike confidence in the democratic process. Contact the Floyd County Auditor's Office with any questions or for more information about the audit or other election-related inquiries. The Floyd County Board of Supervisors are scheduled to officially canvass the election results at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. While no official candidates were on the ballot, voters in Norris Springs and Caldwell appear to have re-elected their respective mayors. Unofficial results from last Tuesday's elections showed Caldwell Mayor Jeff Wright to receiving all 8 write-in votes to retain his position. Well, the same goes for Norris Springs Mayor Randy Hassman, whose name was written in on 66 ballots with no other write-ins reported by the Floyd County Auditor's Office. There were also 5 positions up for the Caldwell City Council with no official candidates listed. For those seats, Kim Blunt received the most write-in votes with 10, followed by Mark Kirsch with 9, Ryan Wegner with 7, and Caleb Krause with 6 votes. All earned council seats, with Krause the only newcomer. There is currently a tie for the 5th seat, with Kim Isaacson and Taylor Isaacson, both current members of the Caldwell City Council, each receiving 5 write-in votes. The tie will be decided during tomorrow's election canvass, with the Board of Supervisors drawing lots. In the election for 3 seats on the Rockford City Council, incumbents Sharon Inabnett and Jerome Schlater, who were on the ballot, retained their positions with 82 and 77 votes respectively. Paul Pearson takes the 3rd seat after receiving 11 write-in votes. Again, supervisors scheduled for the official canvass of the election results at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. In Chickasaw County, the Board of Supervisors will officially canvass results at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. More North Iowa news on the way on KCHA.